Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Oh, massive cover-up as the governments, multiple ones, lie about vaccinated deaths and actually label vaccinated deaths as unvaccinated. You know, I was wondering how they were doing this. I was, and maybe you've known this before I did, but I didn't really understand. I know they're throwing these accusations out there wildly, which are completely false. They had to be false. I mean, we know by the death claims by the insurance companies that in the third and fourth quarter of 2021, they have skyrocketed the death claims right after the vaccine. So we know that people are dying that are vaccinated, and they're also dying of COVID-19 that are vaccinated because their immune system is being brought down. We know that too. Yet they're trying to say the unvaccinated. I have a question. Do you know any unvaccinated people that have died? Because I don't. But I know people who are vaccinated that have died. So you could just ask yourself that question. But anyway, so I was wondering how, but now it's been exposed. Pearson Sharp will tell us in his report why, but his report covered so much really bombshell stuff. It's just a fantastic report. I want to get right to it because there is a lot of information here. And not only that, there's also something I want to bring to you from Dr. Gina Primetime and Dr. Brian Artis, who is exposing a very scary push by the FDA of remdesivir onto children. You stick around for that because we'll get to that too. But there's so much in this report. Let me get started right away with Pearson Sharp's report from OAN News. This report is called CDC Data Reveals Vaccines Are Killing Far More Children Than the China Virus Itself. But the report doesn't focus on that. It doesn't really focus on one thing. It hits so many big things. Take a listen.
More doctors are coming forward with evidence that COVID vaccines are actually causing significant side effects and even death. One America's Pearson Sharp has more.
More and more Americans are standing up and fighting back against the tyranny of the COVID conspiracy theory. Convoys of outraged truck drivers are sending a message loud and clear to cowardly leaders all over the world, from Canada to Australia and even here in the US. And that message is simple. Back off or else. We the people will not tolerate this oppression any longer. We have had enough. Enough of watching our businesses get destroyed while hypocritical politicians like Gavin Newsom dine out at fancy restaurants with their friends during lockdowns or go maskless to public events they demand that we wear masks to. We've had enough of watching our loved ones get sick and die pointless deaths, all because the media and despots in Washington refuse to let us treat our sick with the safest and most effective drugs in the world, like ivermectin. We've had enough of being denied basic services like being refused entry into a grocery store or restaurant, or being refused a life-saving organ transplant, unless we have a dehumanizing passport proving we're dumb enough to sign over the rights to our own bodies to these murderous tyrants.
Oh, I love that so much more. But I have to pause it there. He nails it. And what the vaccine passports have done, it has legalized bigotry. You know, all these people they're trying to act like they're anti-racist. They're the biggest bigots on the planet. They're bigots towards Christians, and they're bigots towards Christians' rights and religious exemptions. And they're just bigots towards anybody who doesn't think the way they think. We don't force our views on them. We disagree with them. We prove them wrong. We argue with them. They don't argue. They want the government to force their views on us. How, if you're on the left and you're watching this, how do you not know that makes you the same as a communist? Because that's what communism is. It takes the government power. It forces its views on people. And you think, well, communism has these evil views. All it is a party is in power and they're going to force their will on people. That's communism is basically what it is, or a tyrant, or fascism, whatever you want to call it. When people disagree and they don't by law, force their views on other people simply because they disagree on things. That is freedom. And those are set up in republics. And America is a republic. It's based on law. So it doesn't matter whether we agree or disagree. What does the law say? But what the left does is try to take our republic and say, no, we want it to be a democracy where mob rules, and we're going to create laws. Whenever you disagree with us, we'll create a law to force you to agree with us. Even though we have a constitution, which that's what makes us a republic, really, that says you can't make those type of laws. You can't make those type of laws that violate constitutional rights. Yet, the vaccine mandates violate everybody's constitutional rights. And the people are on the left, for some reason, support it. Not everyone. There's a lot of Democrats that don't, thank goodness, that are waking up to this. But it matters because, look, I know it's not just Democrat and Republican. I mean, just Democrat. There are Republicans, is what I want to say, that are globalists that are pushing this crap too. We know that. But I'm telling you, 90%, well, really 100% of the elected Democrat politicians push this stuff. Almost 100. I shouldn't say 100%. Almost 100%. Nothing's ever 100%, but almost. Where the vast majority of Republicans do fight for freedom, the problem is there's a whole bunch of backstabbers within the Republican Party that side with the people on the left that want to lockstep push us into tyranny. All right, so more from Pearson Sharp, because his report was fantastic.
Enough of seeing our children die after being forced to take this same poisonous drug that's making big pharma companies like Pfizer and Moderna over $100 billion a year. Enough is enough. They can try to cover up their crimes, but the evidence is mounting and they can't hide it forever. The story that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is laughable. How do they explain the hundreds of fully vaccinated cruise ships coming down with the Fauci flu? Israel is one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, and right now, nearly 1% of their entire population is coming down with the China virus every single day. Think about that. Really let that number sink in. 1% of the entire country gets sick with this engineered virus every day. And they're all fully vaccinated. Wayne Allen Root over on Town Hall put together a great article on this, demonstrating how the German government claimed up to 90% of the infected and dead are unvaccinated. But that was a flat-out lie, because it turns out the German government was actually classifying every sick and dying person as unvaccinated, regardless of whether they were or not.
That is huge information. They were just, you die, we'll mark you as unvaccinated. Well, were they vaccinated? Maybe. We didn't check. We don't want to check, because then it would show that the vaccinated are dying at a much higher rate and are getting sick at a much higher rate than the unvaccinated. They can't show that, so they had to come up with something to make it up. Make up lies, but we have proven it over and over. And whenever there was data that came out before they could start lying, like when Israel and Britain were giving out their data without, for some reason, manipulating it, thank goodness, we were seeing massive numbers. In fact, we were seeing, I believe it was 71% of deaths in Britain were vaccinated people that were dying of COVID-19. I think I have that right. I might be getting mixed up with hospitalization and not that, but I think it was deaths of COVID-19. 71% of them were vaccinated. This all makes sense when you look at the United States data through VAERS, if you can calculate it, but not according to what our media says and what the CDC puts out. And Pearson Sharp will hit on that. There is a trick that they are doing, which is not even a trick. It's really just flat out lying. But I'll explain to you how they're doing it after you hear from Pearson Sharp.
Same goes for Canada, where they claimed 60% of the COVID deaths were unvaccinated. But that was a lie too, because in reality, they just classified anyone who got sick or died within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine as unvaccinated. And surprise, surprise, our own beloved CDC, the Centers for Democrat Control, pulled the same trick on us. The CDC claimed that anyone who died within 14 days of getting injected wasn't vaccinated.
That is huge. The fact that the CDC is saying that anyone within 14 days isn't vaccinated. So you could have a relative get the vaccine and 3 days later die. Boom, just drop dead. You could have someone in your family get a vaccine and 2 hours later collapse and die, and they will say it's not the vaccine. That person is unvaccinated. And they are marking the immediate deaths from the vaccine as unvaccinated people. You know how evil that is? How are they getting away with that? Because what they will say is, well, science says that the vaccine doesn't fully take effect until after 14 days. So if we inject you with a heavy dose and you have a heart attack and die, we don't count that because you didn't have the full 14 days for the vaccine to fully take effect. We put you in the category of unvaccinated. And that is how they are lying to the American people. It is pure evil. So the more deadly the vaccine, the more potent it is, the more they will say it's an unvaccinated person dying when it's the vaccine blatantly killing them. Now, here's the trick about the 14-day. It's a bigger trick than this. How many people have actually died of this vaccine if they have to do this? It means it's astronomical, because think about this. After the 14 days, some people will live 3 months and then have their antibodies start attacking their blood cells, and then they will have heart failure or something else, or they'll have the blood clotting, and blood clotting takes time sometimes, and 4 months later, the blood clot goes to the brain, boom, they have a seizure. When it's 4 months later, they don't mark that as a vaccine death either. They mark that at, well, that's too long. That's too long of a period. So if you die of the vaccine within 14 days, right after the vaccine, well, that's too short. That's too short of a period for us to mark that as a that's an unvaccinated death. And if you die way long after, well, that's not a vaccinated death either. It's not an unvaccinated death. It's neither. It's just coincidence. Yeah, that's what it is. Just coincidence. Those people, that would have happened to them regardless. That's what they're doing. So the numbers are much, much worse than even what we have calculated from the VAERS, the 800,000. That tells me, if they've been doing this, that tells me that the 800,000, it's way worse than that. If some of you are wondering, VAERS doesn't say 800,000. This is the first time you're seeing. No, VAERS says 20-some thousand right now. I'm just rounding. But they underreport by a factor of 41. We'll round to 40. That is, so if they're at 20,000 deaths and they underreport by a factor of 40, this is according to CDC themselves that they underreport, and you're supposed to calculate the numbers because you're only getting a small sample size. It's like taking a poll of people in a state. That's basically what VAERS does. It's a poll of what's going on with the vaccine. So you have to do the mathematics to get the actual picture. They lie to you. If they report the numbers straight from VAERS, they're deceiving you. They're tricking you. That's like reporting the poll of, you poll 500 people and you say only 400 people support this candidate in Kansas. No, the poll only polled 500 people and 400 of the 500 supported the candidate. That means he's got like a 90% approval in the state, because you have to do the mathematics. What the media is doing with VAERS is that's what they're doing. They're basically saying only 20-some thousand people have died. No, that's a super small sample size. 800,000 people have died from the vaccine, and that's with all their antics. That's with all their antics. So how many people have actually died? That means it's got to be over a million for sure. But I don't know. We're not going to know, because they keep fudging the numbers so that you can't know the exact number. But we do know this. The vaccine is extremely deadly when they want it to be. They also, we know, give different portions of the vaccine to different areas. They pick and choose where they want. You know why we're not having NFL players drop dead? I bet you, because they're having the NFL doctors mainly distribute the vaccine, and they're not going to give them, just like they're not going to give Congress the strong doses of the vaccine, they're going to give them placebos or super duper weak doses of the vaccine. And they're giving the strong doses in other areas. We know this for a fact from, again, the VAERS system, that there are deadly batches and non-deadly batches. There are batches that do absolutely nothing. They're basically placebos. You're probably not even getting the vaccine, most likely. We don't know because they won't let us know what's in any of these vials. That's all illegal, too, by the way. They're breaking law after law after law. But this is why you are seeing that. If these, well, I'm going to go down too far and I'm going to run out of time. So let me play more of Pearson Sharp.
Even though the majority of the deaths and injuries from the vaccine happen within that first 14-day period. Good way to cover up all the people they're murdering, just say they're not vaccinated. Sneaky, sneaky. Daniel Nagase, a Canadian doctor for over 15 years who was fired after saving the lives of three patients with ivermectin, says this is just the tip of the iceberg. Nagase said, looking at Pfizer's own clinical trial data, the number of deaths and injuries from the vaccine are staggering. According to their data, fully 31% of the people who got the vaccine either died or had permanent disabilities. Even more shocking is what's happening in the military. Since the armed forces rolled out the vaccine, in 1 year, cancer rates are up 300% among military members. But that's not all. Infertility is skyrocketing as well, up 500% in women, along with miscarriages, which are up another 300%. But those numbers pale in comparison to the rates of clinically diagnosed neurological disorders, which went up an astronomical 1,000%, from 82,000 to nearly 900,000.
That is unbelievable. And you know where that data comes from, in case you're wondering. That comes from the three whistleblowers who took the Department of Defense data and got it out, and they got it to Senator Ron Johnson, and then there was a Senate committee hearing. Well, it's basically just Ron Johnson by himself bringing in people to expose this. He's the only one, apparently, that cares about the American people. Apparently, a whole bunch of elected Republicans don't care about the people that are in Washington, D.C., because why isn't the entire Republican Party? Why is it just Ron Johnson? He's the only one. It's really unbelievable that he's the only senator doing anything about it. Anyways, more from Pearson Sharp.
And that happened in 1 year since the vaccines were introduced. Just think about what that's doing to America's ability to defend itself. Our young warriors crippled by their own government. And we still insist on giving this experimental drug to our children. Even research published in the Toxicology Reports Journal, one of the most well-respected medical journals anywhere, found that children have almost no risk from COVID, but suffer severe consequences from what the researchers themselves called toxic inoculations, including paralysis, heart attacks, and even death. The study found the spike proteins from the injections cause permanent damage in children's critical organs, including their brains, nervous, and reproductive systems. After being ordered by a judge in December, Pfizer released its own data, which showed that out of 32 known pregnant women who received the vaccine, 28 women experienced fetal death and lost their babies. This is tantamount to child sacrifice on the altar of Big Pharma. Young athletes are another prime group to be targeted by this deadly vaccine, with 500% more soccer players in the EU dropping dead from heart attacks than 1 year ago. 500%. Who is actually brain dead enough to think that this is just a coincidence when Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are known by the FDA to cause heart attacks? This is a pandemic of the ignorant, and it's killing our country. So, for all you progressives and Democrats and radical leftists out there, do us all a favor, please, and go get vaccinated. In fact, don't stop there. Get double vaccinated and be sure to get all your boosters, all three or four of them. Why stop there? If more is better, get 5, 6, get 10 boosters. All the rest of us sane, freedom-loving Americans are counting on you to get your injections. The survival of our country depends on it.
Yeah, but even if Congress gets 10 shots, they're not getting the real thing. I could almost bet money on that. And they don't even know it, most likely. But that's because why would Pfizer, who we know is giving weak doses, there's no doubt, the numbers prove it, and strong doses because it's an experimental vaccine and they're calibrating it for some reason. Well, that's what they do with experimental vaccines. They do that. Anyways, the point is, whatever their nefarious reasons are, if they're calibrating it, they're not stupid enough to have a whole bunch of senators drop dead. If they know they can give a whole bunch of placebos to the senators so that nothing happens to them, they just get sugar water, they're going to do that. They're not idiots. Could you imagine if they gave one of the deadly doses? Notice none of the Bad Batches went to Congress. But could you imagine one of the Bad Batches went to Congress and you had like 10 congressmen die? Well, that would be the end of it. Now, wouldn't it? Because Congress would actually do something because it affected them. So of course they're going to make sure it doesn't affect them. But what they're going to do now, and this is very enraging, is make it affect you even worse. Even though we're exposing all of this, they're going to try to make it affect you even worse. I want to give you what happened on Dr. Gina Primetime, and I'm running out of time, so I got to squeeze this in. Dr. Brian Artis exposes the dangerous push by FDA of remdesivir. Remdesivir is what will shut down people's organs, and it's what they used when they were giving people at the beginning of COVID-19. They were giving people remdesivir to shut their organs down so they could put them on ventilators, and then they would die, and that would drive the numbers up. And the hospitals were doing this because it was recommended by the CDC, and they got paid around $40,000 per person that they got to put on a ventilator. It's, I think, $39,000, but it can vary, from what I understand, from $39,000 to $45,000 if they put them on a ventilator. And so, of course, remdesivir is going to make a lot of people go on ventilators if it shuts your organs down. And voila, huge payday for the hospital. But the hospital can say, no, we're just following the protocol provided to us by the CDC. We're just doing what we're directed to do. So what's the CDC going to do now? With all this information about how dangerous the vaccines are, with Pearson Sharp's report, if the CDC watches, and they're aware of Pearson Sharp's report, are they going to back down? No, they're going to triple down on you. Take a listen.
Now, I do want to bring an update to a lot of people. The FDA has done something I think very heinous. Both on January 21st, 2022, they actually extended the emergency use authorization for a drug called remdesivir, which is known and published to cause acute kidney failure, liver failure, and as of October 2021, the Cardiovascular Toxicology Journal published that the cardiotoxic effects of remdesivir, it is known to cause death to heart muscle cells that can also lead to cardiac arrest and complete heart block, which is significant and life-threatening. So we know that remdesivir now has published side effects to damage the liver, the kidneys, and heart that can actually increase your risk of death, which is actually far worse than the known published side effects of the virus they're trying to treat. But as of January 21st, the FDA is now allowing remdesivir to be the only authorized drug to treat all pediatric aged patients starting at 7-pound newborns. And every parent needs to be warned. In the emergency use authorization, it actually states, there is no clinical data proving Veklury or remdesivir, its brand name is Veklury, there is no data supporting it is safe and effective against pediatric aged populations. But this is the only drug they are authorizing to be pumped into the veins of all newborns. This is atrocious. So the EUA for that needs to be looked at by all parents, I believe, because every parent, it states on page 8, has the right to say no.
Yeah, and you better say no. Folks, I'm out of time. And if you don't know why they would do this to the kids, they're protecting their pocketbooks. If they can, the jab, the COVID jab for kids, not the remdesivir. That doesn't protect their pocketbooks. But the reason why they want kids who are not at risk at COVID-19 to get the jab is because child inoculations are immune from lawsuits. It gives them immunity. So if they ever lose their emergency use and it becomes off the emergency use, they need something to protect themselves from lawsuits. They have to be jabbing children. That's why they're doing it when kids are not at risk at COVID-19. It has nothing to do with their safety. And they know kids will die if they give them the jab. There will be some that die, but they think it's worth it to protect their money from getting sued. That's the facts. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.